News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The zones of special operations in Mount Salem, St. James, and Denham Town in Kingston have been extended by a further 60 days. The House of Representatives on Wednesday approved two resolutions for the extensions, which were moved by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Mr. Holness says the additional time is necessary to continue transforming the communities through the delivery of social services.
We have to demonstrate a long-term commitment to the zones of special operations. We must not in any way have the criminals think that this is a short-term measure, that we can just wait them out. They must not have any inclination as to what the strategic intent of the government is in the use of the tools available to fight crime.
This will be the fourth extension for the Mount Salem zone, instituted on September 1, 2017, and the third extension for Denham Town, which was declared on October 17 last year. Deputy Commissioner of Police Clifford Blake is reporting a reduction in crime in the St. Catherine North Division since the declaration of the state of public emergency in the area. DCP Blake says since the implementation of enhanced security measures, there has been a reduction in serious and violent crimes, and just two domestic-related murders have been recorded.
The declaration of the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Division has saved many lives and has created an opportunity for us all to build peace.
DCP Blake was speaking at a meeting of stakeholders in the St. Catherine North Division on Thursday. The meeting sought to create workable solutions to maintain peace in the St. Catherine North Division. The Alexandria Community Hospital in St. Anne is now the second health facility on the island to be accredited as baby-friendly. The Baby Friendly initiative, also implemented at the Princess Margaret Hospital, seeks to prepare health systems to support breastfeeding. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton commended the institution for passing the international standards required to receive the Baby Friendly designation.
And what it means for our mothers, our babies, our children, and indeed our institutions. Because when you qualify at that high level of international benchmark, it means that as an institution, you are getting prestige and the recognition of establishing high standards and maintaining those high standards.
Minister Tufton was speaking at Thursday's launch of the initiative at the Alexandria Community Hospital in St. Anne. And top coaches from 16 primary schools across the island this week participated in a four-day licensing course launched by the Confederation of North, Central America, and Caribbean Association Football, CONCACAF. The Federation launched its first D-license coaching course in Jamaica on Wednesday at the University of the West Indies, Jamaica Football Federation Captain Horace Burrell Center of Excellence at the university's Mona campus. The workshop ended on April 14. State Minister for Sport, Alanda Terrelong, says this initiative will improve the country's football program over the long term.
This course must be seen as a huge corrective measure when we take into consideration the current situation of some 1,000 football coaches across Jamaica who are not properly licensed. This situation must be changed, and it must be changed urgently.
The training was delivered in collaboration with the Institute of Sports, InSports. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.